all goes well with Christian and Big Tiger. For the first time since we started to follow the fortunes of Christian and Big Tiger, we come on a difficulty, namely that we really do not know what a Kong is. But since our two heroes are lying on one apparently fast asleep, the Kong would seem to be some sort of bed. It is a kind of chest made of clay bricks, the height of an ordinary table but much bigger, and it generally occupies two-thirds of a room. There is space for several people on a Kong, and it is hollow, so that it can be heated in winter. You lie on top of it, cover yourself up, and go to sleep. When Big Tiger and Christian awoke, the sun was shining into the room. It was a beautiful room, and the walls were covered with white paper. The Kong was covered with rugs, and on the rugs lay Big Tiger and Christian, a saddle and a leather portfolio. "The general sleeps here," said Big Tiger. "Do generals sleep with their heads on saddles?" asked Christian. "Soldiers do," declared Big Tiger. He stood up, slipped down from the Kong, and crept over to the window, which looked out on the yard. But the window was not a glass one. It was divided by a wooden lattice into many squares, which were pasted over with thin rice paper. And so, though light came into the room, one could not see out. One had to bore a hole in the paper with one's finger. This Big Tiger proceeded to do, because he wanted to know what was going on in the yard. First he saw the tub, in which they had had a warm bath immediately on arrival. Horses were being groomed, and soldiers were carrying pails of water and washing cars. One was the general's private car. Another was a truck with a high driver's cab. "Kwee-chan," cried Big Tiger, "just look. Good fortune has to wash down the truck." "Serves him right," said Christian, and he also bored a hole in the paper window. "Can you see everything?" "Yes, I can see everything. Look, here comes Good Companion, and there's Yellow Arrow coming behind him. Don't shout so loud or you'll frighten him, and he'll drop the parcels. He's staggering along like a porter on New Year's Day." "They're coming here. Let's pretend we're asleep, and when they say, 'These poor children are quite exhausted,' we'll give a shout." "Yes, we'll do that," said Christian, clambering quickly up on the Kong. "But what shall we shout?" "Anything that occurs to us," said Big Tiger. "It will be best if we shout, 'Woo!' Woo like a dog, or woo like a person?" "Woo like a dog would be nicer," said Big Tiger. He threw a blanket over Christian and another over himself, and both shut their eyes. Soon they heard footsteps stopping before their door. The entrance curtain was raised. "They're asleep," said Yellow Arrow softly. "We'll lay the presents beside them." "Yes, that's what we'll do," said Good Companion, creeping on tiptoe into the room. "They can't stir yet," remarked Yellow Arrow. "They're pale and tired." "The poor children are quite exhausted," said Good Companion. "Woo! Woo!" cried Christian and Big Tiger, jumping up. "Oh, what a fright!" cried Yellow Arrow, immediately dropping two of the parcels, which were tied up in red gift paper. "Are you people, or are you dogs?" asked Good Companion. "Bow wow, we're dogs," cried Christian. "Please excuse us, then. We've come to the wrong room." "No, no, we're people," cried Big Tiger. The two soldiers laughed and asked Christian and Big Tiger to sit down on the Kong. "Are we sit down in your presence?" asked Big Tiger. "We ask you to do so," said Good Companion. So Big Tiger and Christian sat down on the blankets, and the two soldiers stood in front of them and bowed solemnly. They had already laid the parcels in front of them on the floor. "You are our respected younger brothers," said Good Companion, "and we salute you in gratitude. You turned the wheel of the brake at the right time, and you held it firmly when we thought we were done for. You went through the dark tunnel for us, and you deserve the highest praise. We beg you not to despise the poor gifts which we offer you. Here are some noodles and eggs with wishes for a long life. They are of poor flavor, and the cakes are not appetizing, but please accept them." When Good Companion had spoken, Christian and Big Tiger jumped up and bowed. Taking the parcels, Big Tiger said, "We are unworthy to receive such beautiful gifts from you," and Christian added, "We don't deserve such kindness." Then they all sat down on the Kong and laughed and talked, and the soldiers told how a second engine had arrived in the early morning and brought them out. The general himself was at the station when the train drew in, and he had promoted them non-commissioned officers there and then. "We wish you luck 10,000 times, said Christian and Big Tiger. And then they opened the paper bags, and they all started eating the salted almonds and peanuts and cakes. Now we must go, said Yellow Arrow. Conquer Peking tomorrow or after, said Good Companion. May we come along, asked Christian. I don't think so, replied Yellow Arrow hesitantly. The general says there'll be a lot of fighting. General Chang Tso Ling's soldiers have got new silver money and have more courage now than they used to have. We live near the old observatory, said Big Tiger. When you arrive in Peking, will you please visit my home and say to my father, your obedient son Big Tiger sends you reverent greetings and good wishes. He will soon come home. Please go to my father, too, said Christian, and say, your son Christian is not naughty. He cannot help being far away. He only wanted to fly a kite, and the old Amma couldn't help it either. Indeed, no one could help it. It just happened. We will do as you wish, promised Good Companion. You are good boys. And Yellow Arrow said, farewell, and may you have many lucky